I'm Natalie Walton, and this is a special edition of Imprint, a podcast about creating a home, a life you love. Once again, in a relatively short period of time, our world has changed dramatically. I didn't know whether to record this episode, and I've already tried once and ended in tears because I don't really want this to be about me. But I think it's important to acknowledge what's happening in the world right now. And just the very nature of this podcast, I record episodes a few weeks in advance sometimes. And at the moment, I've certainly been trying to do that because my children are going to be on school holidays soon, and it's very hard to predict when I can record. So I wanted to create a special episode, as I mentioned, to acknowledge what's happening in the world right now, because I do speak often on these episodes from my heart, and I try and be as authentic and true as possible. And often I'm sharing about my experiences and the lessons that I've learned. So I wanted to just touch on that. One of the reasons that I was reluctant to record this episode was because I think that in this time in our world, since the death of George Floyd and the riots and unrest that have happened in the US, I think it's been really important to sit on the sidelines as a white woman who's in a position of privilege and to listen and read and educate and learn what I can about the best way forward, and to allow space for people who are Black and Indigenous and from First Nations and marginalized, for them to have this time to speak and speak their truth. And I do think that that is really important. So that was part of the reason that I didn't want to record this episode. But at the same time, I received a message from a woman on Instagram, and she's actually a student in my course, and she's a Black woman who lives in California. She said to me, "Thank you for mentioning the current state of the world." This was in response to something that I shared on my stories about Reconciliation Week within Australia. And then I also shared a few other pieces of information. I wasn't sure initially whether to share anything on my Instagram feed because, again, I felt that it wasn't my place to be doing this. And I shared my personal perspective on that. She said, and I responded to her, that it's such a big topic, and honestly, I don't even know where to start. And I'm trying to educate myself as well as I can and always do better and be better. To which she responded, "I understand. I'm in the US, and just by you mentioning it in your post, I felt seen. Thank you for being true to yourself. It's the silence. It's really deafening when people don't speak out." And so that has really stayed with me. And as I said, I think it's really important to allow time for people of Black and melanated and Indigenous voices to speak out right now. But I do also want to acknowledge that this is an important time for all of us. And I also think it's really important that we can find a way forward. And so that's what I've been taking this time out. This week, I haven't been posting on social media, and I've been looking for ways within my own life to take action, because I don't want this to be empty words. And so I'm looking at the various ways within my own life. I have a shop, Imprint House. And so my focus has always been on sustainable and ethical wares for our home and life. And I've always wanted to sort of support artisans as much as possible and artists. And so it has actually always been my hope to include pieces from Indigenous Australians. But sometimes we can get caught up in life, and I haven't had that happen as of yet. Well, actually, that's not true. I did win. When I launched my book, This Is Home, I had an art exhibition and I exhibited the work of Tracy Deep, who is an incredible Indigenous, I call her an artist. She sort of calls herself a floral sculptor. She makes incredible works and I exhibited her work. I had interviewed her many years ago for Daily Imprint and I had visited her studio. I used to live basically in the suburb, the little neighborhood next door to Redfern, which has a large Aboriginal community within the city of Sydney. And I remember many, many years ago meeting her, and she is such a wonderful woman. She's got a very warm heart and she's an incredible sculptor of floral arrangements and pieces that she forages within nature. So I had included that within the exhibition, but not within the wares that we sell on an everyday basis. So during this time, I've been researching and educating myself on other people that we can potentially stock within the shop. And that is my hope. And something else within the shop is for a long time, I've been wanting to look at ways that we can give back as a shop. So I know that there are things such as 1% for the Planet. And there is another organization called I Equals Change, which I really like because it's a way to give back to various grassroots organization. And literacy has always been a passion of mine for, I think education is so important. And I know that there is an Indigenous literacy agency. So we're looking at if there's a way that we can continuously contribute towards that or perhaps some other organizations. And so really I'm taking this time to educate myself. I know within my books, I want them to be more diverse in terms of the people that are featured. In terms of the process of finding the homes, I've always led by the homes themselves. And pretty much most of the time, I don't actually know what the people look like when I turn up at the homes. It's often a delightful surprise and it's just so interesting to kind of match the people to the home. But I was aware of the lack of diversity in my first book and I did try for my second book to open that more. And it was... I spent many, many hours trying to find people and I put out calls on social media, but it didn't happen as I had hoped it might. And so that is something that I am going to really focus on going forward. And there are obviously other ways that we can all make a difference. So I am sort of at this point taking this time to educate myself and research. And one of the things that I talk about a lot in my course is that the first step when we are styling or doing anything within our home is to create awareness. So often we don't even realize what we see around us or how we're living. And I think that this is something that I'm taking into my own life in relation to, I guess, being more proactive about how I can show up in the world. And so I think just the first step is really important to create awareness. As I said, when it comes to our own homes, it's really learning to see with new eyes. And then once you do see, you can't unsee it. And that's what I felt when I was doing the research for the book still, is that I couldn't unsee those images of landfill when I was doing all that research. And so now it is such an ingrained part of my life. And so now I feel that this discussion that has been happening within the world, I can't unsee it. I can't unsee my privilege. And so I think that that is an important first step. The next step is then obviously to take action, because we then need to integrate these ideas into our life. And so for me, I think it's important to do the work. And so that's the process that I'm going through right now. I don't want anything to be empty words. And so it's important not just to think that would be nice to do, but to actually do it. And so I am committed to that going forward. And I just wanted to share this idea just in general about that when you know better, do better. And that is something that I've often felt is really important in so many different areas of our life. And I think that it's important when it comes to, you know, the how we live in terms of the environmental consequences of how we live, in terms of our creative process, in just a simple way, when we create something and we might choose or go down a certain path and we realize that that's actually not for us, then we are creating this awareness, and then next time we do better. So we take the steps to improve upon that. And we're all human, we're all flawed, we all make mistakes, but the important thing is that we learn from them and we move forward. And so that's what I just am holding on to right now. And as I said, I don't want to take up too much of this space. So this is just, I wanted to acknowledge what's happening in the world right now. I wanted to share that action is important. And I wanted to share that as a person who may have some influence over some people, that I think it's important that we all move forward and we all take action. And that's it really. And I hope that this is taken with the intention of why it's being created. As I said, I was really unsure whether to say anything at all, but I feel that to not acknowledge it, to not speak it is, for me, it feels wrong. And I think that we have to so often in our lives go with what feels instinctually right. And I know that there is a lot of discussion, as I said, that it's important as white women, as people of privilege, that we don't center this discussion around us. So I feel like it's such a tightrope at the moment about to coming from a good place and wanting to do the right thing, but to also, you know, as I said, just to acknowledge what's happening in the world right now. So I'm going to leave it at that. I hope that we can all move forward. And as I said, please know that this is coming from a place of wanting to do better. All right, everyone. I'll catch you soon. Thanks. Bye.